www.thebrightside.com.
We decide what kind of an America we're going to have. 20 days, we decide how much debt we're going to leave to our kids. 20 days, we decide if we want a real recovery or not.
The University of Colorado says that man, Mitt Romney, has a 77% chance of winning the popular vote, but will he be president? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking more fallout from part two of the debates, the second one, the last one coming up next Monday in Boca Raton, Florida. A lot of that will deal with national security. It was wide open in the last debate. Everything was on the table from energy to the Libya response by the White House and taxes and deficits and all of that in between. So we move from Candyland to the land of grapefruits. And this is serious stuff. He is right when he says determining your future, because there's so much hanging in the balance when it comes to financial matters in the U.S. I'll say this again. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the biggest capitalistic country of them all? And that would be us. The success of the United States is based on capitalism. Do you want to be a socialist country? Are we looking to change the way we do things in America? The answer is no. Everybody wants to get their leg up. Everyone wants their crack at the American dream. That's why, for goodness sake, people sneak into the United States, because they know it's the land of freedom and opportunity. For my money, I want to keep the country free and full of opportunity and not leave a crushing amount of a deficit to the people coming up behind us. Who will do that better? Romney or Obama? Which one? You look at the swing states, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, Nevada. What's going to happen there? I checked all the polls before we jumped on the airwaves. Pretty much we're talking about a dead heat now, give or take a couple of points here or there, but all within the margin of error, so I'm calling it a dead heat at this point. All right, so we're going to talk about that, get your take, the three things you think you must have in a president. Ask yourself that. It's the rule of threes. The rule of threes. So in your heart and in your head, say to yourself, what are the three things that I want to see here? Just like you should do when you're electing someone to represent you in Washington at the legislative level, House or Senate. Maybe you're electing a senator, right? Ask yourself that. Give the three. What are the three key things? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And by the way, kicking us even more, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gets a chance to rant at a pre-trial hearing, smashing more salt in the wounds of the 9/11 victim family members who were listening. I'll explain that and flush it out a little bit later in this hour. Before we do anything, though, I'm going to throw out the number so you can ring in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas. You get to lead us off.
Hello, Kate. I had to put my headphones down.
That's okay. We got you.
Okay. Darla, would you do me a favor?
What's your favor?
Well, now, I don't have Matt's address and phone number, and he informed me that he was under the weather. And so I wondered if you'd be kind enough to get him a get-well card so that you know how to get a hold of him. And wish him the very best. And, you know, you might be including a little bottle of Stevis that's good to fight germs.
There you go. Something that can help him kick it. You know what? I'm glad you brought him up, though, because Matt is like the glue of this show.
Absolutely.
And Honestly, folks, you know how that is. He plays wounded. So some applause for Matt. He is a warrior. Absolutely.
I'll clap to that.
I'll clap to that.
Now, I'm shocked that they would use baby carrots, not even letting them grow to maturity. I'm talking about savages. I should boycott Clorox and whatever that university is. I will not go there anymore. I've had it with them. And now to get around the political situation, this is going to be a landslide victory for Romney. You can see here, Obama's eyes. up there. And he is scared. He knows he's going down. I see the faces of the people behind him at his little rallies. They've all got the fake smile. And, Kate, I'm telling you, this is not going to be funny. This is going to be a come up for the news media that have sided with him, that have thrown in, that have given up their independence and just become part of the Democratic Party. And I'm not kidding you, Kate, this is going to be a landslide victory for Romney. And you remember, I told you so way back when.
All right, Dan, you know, you're not the only person to tell me that. In fact, I have a friend that's headed out to lead one of the advance teams in pushing for Romney in Virginia. I don't know too many of the details. She just mentioned it to me that she was going to be in Virginia and, of course, making all the calls, getting all the people ready and doing all of that. And there is a mobilization effort going on for sure. Both of the Democrats, though, and the Republicans, who is better at mobilizing? Who is better at getting the grand push at the end that somebody would need to get the numbers? I keep saying this number. Just remember this number when you're looking at maps on election night, 270, 270, whatever. You know, it's all about the numbers. You get the 270 electoral votes, their president, Obama, second time around, or Romney. I mean, it's just a question of that. That's how it rolls. Popular vote aside, the electoral vote is ultimately what will determine this. And so much of that is pushed by how many people go and vote. There, you certainly can have people calling an election to fall one way and then watching as it falls in a completely different direction, which is what Dan is saying. Dan is saying, hey, you know, you're thinking, these people are thinking that Obama's got it. He's got it locked, but he doesn't. So does he not have this second term locked up? I mean, is this blowing in the wind right now at this point? Are the undecided people, like the debate questioners, are they slowly making up their mind, or are they going to go and vote and just decide to pull in whatever direction once they get there? I don't know. I find that hard to believe because I've never done that. But that's me. Do you, maybe there is such a thing as you go in and you just really couldn't make up your mind. Nobody knocked your socks off and you're really open-minded to either party of certain ideologies and you're trying to figure out which one fits in the best with you. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Don't flip.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 17, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,751.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,794.69, $897.35 for a half ounce, or $448.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,794.69, $897.35, and $448.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Bucks murdered down the street with the people way down low. No sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Is anyone worried that Honey Boo Boo on Jimmy Kimmel picked Barack Obama to win another term as a president? What's up with this Honey Boo Boo thing? I don't get it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There are a few crazy things because of reality TV that are pop phenomenon that make no sense to me. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Something that does make sense is how significant this election is. Bobby in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, Bobby.
You know, I was wondering, I don't know how many people had given some thought, real thought, to Obamacare. If Mr. Obama, in my opinion, was really sincere and real, why didn't he come up with his own plan rather than to make a statement or decide that he wanted to use so much Medicare that was created and established long before he ever, you know, came into the world? And why couldn't he come up with his own program, you know, like I said, to show his real ability to create something that would benefit America?
Yeah, start from scratch. Well, here's the thing. Medicare has worked well for so many people, Bobby, so that was the idea. Think about it. Some people
That's
really like
it. It was working well for so many people before Obama ever came into office.
Right.
But why didn't he come up with an original plan off of his own thinking and, you know,
rather
than to use something that was already established and going on before he ever came, you know, into office, I mean, for as far as that goes, into the world.
Yeah.
If he's so original and so good for America, hey, come on. Come up with some way to raise funds that will once again benefit everybody.
Here, Bobby, here's what I would say. If this plan is so good, then let's put everyone in Congress in the same boat that we're in.
Hello. And, you know, I want to say once again, in my opinion, Mr. Obama is not a man of stature because he will not put himself in a position to where he will ever identify his commitment to his faith. And he to me, I pray tell that the blinders come off of those Americans who feel that Mr. Obama is for America. Mr. Obama is not for America. Mr. Obama will say anything just to get in office. He wants socialism to be the ruling factor, and he wants everybody to be the same. Mr. Obama is not for America. That's my opinion.
Yeah, Bobby, you think he's going to get elected?
No, I don't. It's my prayer that, like I said, the blinders will come off of a lot of people, because the thing of it is, if he gets elected, the worst is yet to come.
Yeah. Yeah, the concern is exactly what you just said about health care. The health care is so, so scary. Bobby, good caller. The health care thing to me is scary because, one, do I think we need reform? Of course. Do I think everybody thinks we need reform? I hope so. The pre-existing condition stuff, nonsensical. You know, I had this conversation with people in Europe, and they think that it's our health care system is a joke. And when I say they think our health care system is a joke, it's because of where we're getting ranked and how all the fighting over this and how long it's taken and then how cockamamie it came out in the end. The idea of reforming healthcare is a good one, no matter what party, right? But the problem is in the execution and thinking that it's going to cost one thing and then realizing, oh, geez, it's going to cost 10 times more. So if you're supporting it and saying, woohoo, yay, finally we have healthcare, this is terrific, oh, yeah, this can work out, then you find out, oh, no, I just got my bill, I just got my premiums, I can't pay that. Well, this isn't. What were they talking about that this is affordable? That's the key thing. What is affordable and good? What is affordable and good? And this is a big chunk of what people, I think, are thinking about in this election. It all boils back to what's in your wallet and what kind of health card are you carrying around, if any. Bill in Tennessee. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you again.
Good, same here. Listen, I called about something else, but let me just speak to the healthcare thing really, really quick. The Republicans led by John Boehner, Boehner being the weakest link in that chain, is why we have healthcare. He could have did so much more with so many other issues that would have stopped Obama long before that came up, but just too weak to do it. And one other thing, as I go into why I think the president is going to lose, is because he's had a lot of missteps. To coin one of the phrases from his one of his people, he's hit a lot of speed bumps here since January, and one of them being the Libyan thing, but before that it was Fast and Furious, and John Boehner should have impeached Eric Holder, but he was too weak of an individual to do so. So
yeah,
so we've got enough blame to go around as to why we're in the mess we're in.
No, I agree.
But anyway, the president has lost a lot of ground, and I'm really scratching my head as to why he's hit so many speed bumps going into this this reelection. One, he pissed off the Catholics with this contraceptive deal. Of course, Fast and Furious is another one, and he and Susan Wright and that lion snake Hillary Clinton all lied about the Libyan thing that the terrorists broached our embassy, which in effect killed four people. The ambassador on sovereign soil, which that embassy was, with virtually no response from us. And so that's what Obama's got to look forward to on this last debate. And I believe Mitt Romney is going to eat his lunch on that. And just going back to the second debate, which I saw, he didn't look that good, quite frankly.
Romney didn't look that good.
Obama was stiff. He was groping. He looked upset. This is the man that's got it in the bag? I don't think so. One other little footnote, now I'll let you give me your feedback. You know who wants him to be president?
Who wants him to be president?
Michelle Antoinette Obama wants him reelected more than Jesus wants to return and straighten this earth up.
Of course. Would you want to leave the White House? Are you kidding? Everybody waiting on you at your beck and call, Bill?
No. She wants to eat silk cake while the rest of us eat her broccoli, okay?
Bill, you're cracking me up there with that stuff. thanks for the call. So you think, I'm going to ask you the same question. Honestly, everything aside that's in your heart, all that, do you honestly think for sure, you're saying the same thing, hey, Romney's getting this. Romney's winning this.
Yes, he is. But because the president has hit so many speed bumps.
Yeah.
He's winning. I hate that he's winning by default.
I see what you're saying.
He's just getting. Listen, I'll give you a term down here. Romney is getting his mojo together. And it's about time.
He has to get his mojo together if he's going to have a chance when you have just 3 weeks. I mean, this is it. This is the playoffs, so you have. It doesn't matter what happens until the very end when the buzzer goes off. You got to win.
Lost his mojo.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I would say there's no question, thanks for the call, Bill, that Obama was absolutely off his game in the first debate. But, I mean, here's the thing. In the second debate, you gotta say this was a draw. I think it was a draw. Now, Romney, it really essentially was the underdog going into this because if you have an incumbent, they're always the favorite. And what's interesting is, and Bill's right in this, somehow the mojo has come together enough that a lot of Democratic strategists that I know are saying they really are afraid off the record to say that Obama has this. They're not 100% sure. And they keep bringing up Carter and how Carter was confident he had it, and then Reagan took it away. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Get PreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Get PreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John
John Moore,
Lisa Bedford,
Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're headed to the mailbag, but before we do that, let's check in with Stacy, who's listening to us in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, what are you thinking? You think Obama's not going to make it this time around?
Oh, pray to God he don't. I'm just going to say real fast. Obama, the only thing he does is lie. He just wants to be in the White House. He don't know what he's doing. He ain't got a clue. Old Brett guy Romney goes in. Anybody's better than Obama. But what everybody needs to do to make sure that he don't go in is the same thing I've done. It's like I'm politicking for the sheriff in this county. But, everybody I've talked to, I don't know how many hundreds. I've been around politics since I'm 47, been around since I was 10, 11 years old. Anyway, I know I've got 24 to 25 for sure. Changed. I've been a lifelong Democrat, not anymore since Obama. But I have got them changed from Obama going to vote the other way, this and that vote. Anyway, besides that, people don't really understand what he is doing. I've got a doctor that's been a friend of mine since I was 5 years old. He's one of my best friends. He said he wished he'd made a bricklayer instead of a doctor now because of Obama. People that's listening, you don't understand what's going to happen if this man is reelected. It's going to be holy hell. I'm telling you, you have no idea what is going to happen. With food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, everything is just, do like I've done. Get out and talk to people and tell them to vote the other way. That's the only way America is going to survive because he's destroying it. Honestly, my own opinion, through the radio station, my opinion, he is trying to destroy America on his own. And so far, he's doing one hell of a job.
Well, and see, Stacy, thanks for the call. Stacy, as he said, is a Democrat, and I've heard this more often than not. He's a Democrat who's flipping, who's voting in a different way because he's frustrated with what he's seeing and is worried about what's going to happen in the future. And, of course, I keep saying this, but, you know, it's like we're at the poker table and there's X amount of dollars on that table. How many chips can we afford to lose? And this is the concern of so many folks out there. You're in that situation. Like I said, I get the tax bill today. You're looking at your tax bill. You know, coming around the bend once again. Uncle Sam wants his take. You got the tax bill. You got the other tax bill. You're looking at higher grocery prices, and you're looking at higher, you know, paying $4 for gasoline for regular. So higher at the pumps. At some point, there's a breaking point. Are there companies making money? Are there people in America that are doing well? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Are there people, and we've talked about this, relying on companies to create jobs so they can work for those companies and make a decent living? Yes. Not everybody can be an entrepreneur. Not everybody can invent some genius social networking site that makes them a ton of money. There has to be the workers, or there used to have to be the workers, and the problem is, with so many things going offshore, there's less workers, and there's less incentive to staying in the United States. It really is about that corporate tax rate. I've been beaten up about that before for saying that, but it's the truth. If you're to hire people, you're going to have to show to your stockholders, hey, we still made a profit, we made this, we made that, but you got to be able to make that profit. A business doesn't mean free. And so it's smart business has to be that, yes, you can hire people, but you have to have the money to hire them. You have to be able to make the budget. You have to be able to get the extra dough to be able to do that. And if you're getting creamed on the tax situation, it's not like I'm crying for the, oh, poor corporations. It's just the reality. X plus X equals what? And when it doesn't add up, then of course, the obvious thing is take the business elsewhere or lose your job. And anybody at the top doesn't want to lose their job either. If they're sitting at the top of the pyramid, they're not looking to not make a profit so that they can get fired. They would like to hire people because that means they're more profitable. That means they're making more things, but they're not going to do it at the expense of their job and the company. And that's the bottom line for anybody who's in between who can't afford to be the entrepreneur, because guess what? Not everybody's getting a loan since the banks don't want to loan you money on good ideas. Now, there was a movie that Jim Carrey did called... I think maybe it was Liar Liar. But the premise of in the movie is the fact that he was Yes Man. He was a bank lender, and he would deny all the loans to all the people with cockamamie ideas. And then, because he couldn't say no, he said yes to everything. So anybody who came in who was an entrepreneur that did anything, made celebrity cakes, boom, he said, yes, I know it's a Hollywood movie. But that's the problem. That was a Hollywood movie. In real life, you're not getting the loans for those things, so there has to be worker bees. All right, enough of the lecture. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, there he is. See, they're going on strike, too. He wants more money. The mailbag guy wants more money. Where are we getting that? All right.
Yeah, baby.
You just think it's some errant voice. So Sam says, hello, Kate. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Wondering what your thoughts were on that FBI arrest. That's huge. In that Federal Reserve plot. Thank goodness. Can you imagine if they had blown up the Federal Reserve in New York City? Well, thank goodness, no, that didn't happen, because how many people would have been in the way of that? 21-year-old student visa, tracked it through Facebook and some other social networking sites, and they were able to nail him, and that's the key thing. I give such credit to Ray Kelly, the commissioner of New York, for doing everything he could to thwart that. He's hired some really good people and has kept his own watchful eye on what's happening, especially when it comes to the visas, since, as you know, in tracking back what happened on 9/11, that was a student visa thing, and how could it be that forever and a day people would get a student visa then just disappear into the ether once they got into the United States? How easy was that? And a very easy way to score your way in and then do whatever it is you were going to do. So bravo to Ray Kelly for that. And that's what the deal was. The idea was to blow up the Federal Reserve, but luckily that was all stopped. Whew. We dodged a big one. New York is always, always, always the target. And people are waiting. People, Al-Qaeda, Islamic jihadists, whatever, people who want to do damage to the U.S., they're waiting for the U.S. to let the guard down, waiting for the city that never sleeps to fall asleep, but it didn't happen this time. The Bangladesh guy, the 21-year-old that they picked up, was supposedly going to school in Missouri, but really he was plotting an attack the whole time, and they got him. Kwasi Nafis, they were able to lock on to it, and they were able to get him. All right, this one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I know you pay attention to the polls. Did you see the latest Gallup? How about Romney leading Obama by 6? That has to account for something. Even the Newsmax Zogby poll has Romney ahead in Florida, one of the states that you keep talking about. Yeah, the Gallup numbers were, thanks for that, the Gallup numbers were 51 for Romney, 45 for Obama. That's interesting, a 6-point lead. The survey, though, was taken before Tuesday's debate. So the survey shows pretty much, if you were to look at the Gallup numbers, you'd have to say, well, it's Romney's to lose now. So that's where your lead stands. How about that? That's pretty significant. A 6-point margin is the biggest lead in any survey. And this is 3 weeks before the election. So does that momentum stay the way it is? Does it change? What happens here? Monday's debate, I think, is a big one. It's the final one. It's the final one. So likely voters, what happens there? Real Clear Politics looked at Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. All those states were supposedly leaning to Obama. Now RCP says it's a toss-up. Boy, Democrats are saying they don't believe in the Gallup voter model, that this is not, I mean, that something's wrong with the polls. They're saying something's wrong with the polls. It doesn't compute from what they're hearing. And this is less than 3 weeks before the election. Then you have this Harvard poll that says Obama's losing young voters. So that's pretty gloomy news, I would say, for the press. I'll tell you, the people who would be shocked the most, David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, because they've taken over a year to figure out how to make this re-election work for Obama after brilliantly getting him elected the first time around. They'll be the most stunned people outside of Washington and inside of Washington over this whole thing if Romney ends up winning. But here's the thing with the young voters, which is what Axelrod and Gibbs, the two big players in Obama's camp, did so well. Young voters are saying they're supporting Obama, but by a very narrow margin, much smaller than they did in 2008. Harvard University's Institute of Politics of Likely Voters under 30 years of age show that Obama leads Romney 55% to 36%. Exit polls of voters in the 2008 election showed Obama beating McCain among those 18 to 29 by 34 percentage points. That was key to his win. So how about that? These are people that were eligible to vote 4 years ago, and they backed Obama over McCain. Ooh. Third debate. It's going to be interesting. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Or some gloomy faces. Yankees Tigers ALCS Game 4 postponed until Thursday because of rain. Boy, Tiger fans were chomping at the bit to wipe away the stain of the Yankees, but they didn't get a chance to do it. Comerica Park was dry when the game was called, so people were a little bit upset over that. I guess they didn't want to take the chance. But postponed, that means Detroit gets another day to try to go after the Yanks. Problem is, sometimes that momentum, when you have the momentum going for you, you don't want to wait. Rain can do funny things to baseball games. It can. And team momentum and all that. Detroit leads the best of seven series, 3-0. So they wanted to close this out. The first pitch was scheduled for 8:07 p.m. But shortly before then, the crowd was informed that there was a delay. Then a radar forecast for the Detroit area was eventually posted on the scoreboard. Oh, that's a bummer, isn't it? You kill yourself to get there, and then that happens. They got that misty rain after the postponement, and before you knew it, they were calling the whole thing off. So, postponed. It'll be rescheduled Thursday, 4:07. 4:07. Detroit has a chance to say bye-bye to New York. And there's just as many Yankee fans who are upset with how the Yankees have been playing, because now they have to clear the decks faster than the Titanic when it slammed into the iceberg. They know what it's like to try to, the Yankees know what it's like to try to dig out of a hole, a big hole. It's tough to do that. Very tough in the playoffs, especially with that momentum that can swing so instantly. All right, you might find this interesting. You know, for some reason, we are fascinated by the wealthiest people of all time. So there's a big story about who is the richest person ever. Mansa Musa. That's a nice name, huh? Mansa Musa, a 14th century African king, was estimated to be worth $400 billion. So that's the richest human being in all of history. There is a website called Celebrity Net Worth, and they release a bunch of information about the wealthiest people. So that African king gets with the $400 billion is number one. The Rothschild family is two, $350 billion. John D. Rockefeller, gee, are you shocked by that? $340 million. See, the captains of industry. So Andrew Carnegie, four, $310 billion. That's because they were just printing money back then. Nikolai Romanov, $300 billion. The Mir Ali Khan, $230 billion. This is of all time. William the Conqueror is number seven, $229.5 billion. Muammar Gaddafi, I'm sure that'll make some people flinch, $200 billion, eighth on the list. Henry Ford, $199 billion. And Cornelius Vanderbilt, $185 billion. Which, by the way, related to the Vanderbilt fortune, is Anderson Cooper of CNN. When you have all that, you're like the heir to all this dough. I don't know. You really go into other countries and being shot at? It's like that lottery question. Really? Are you going there? Really? How about this? The 9/11 mastermind, KSM, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, rattled a few cages when he spoke out during his pre-trial hearing. He gave advice and references the terror attack. I mean, you know this is going to happen with this nutball. Because you have people who, you know, victim family members who wanted to see, who were in attendance, and they were already enraged to see him saunter into court in a camouflage vest and whatnot. So then he droned on making crappy statements about torture and strategy and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, here was some of his rant. He said, the government at the end of the argument gave you an advice. They told you any decision you're going to issue, you're going to have to keep in mind the national security and to remember that there were 3,000 people killed on September 11th. I want to give you a similar advice. Any decision you would take, you have to keep in mind that the government is using the definition of national security as it chooses, however it chooses. And this expression has a definition in the military commissioner's rules. So a bunch of bizarre diatribes, and that was his first extensive public remarks in more than 4 years. He interrupted what was going on to speak. He went after the president for the drone strikes. He made a cryptic reference to the killing of Osama bin Laden and a whole bunch of other things. So the family members were upset when they watched him speak from their seats in the courtroom gallery. They shifted around, moved around. I don't blame them. I mean, you knew he was going to do that because that's, you're giving him the stage. You're giving him the stage to let him do that. That's the problem. I mean, that's the problem with allowing that to happen. But, of course, they're going to do that. In the interest of having a fair military tribunal, and not having everyone breathing down their back, that's the reason why. So it's, of course you're going to get upset over that. All right, here's another one that I think you'll find interesting. A $10,000 dunk. Can you dunk a basketball? I certainly cannot dunk a basketball. I've never attempted to dunk a basketball. But Air Jordan did. Michael Jordan did a lot. I saw him in person, and, man, it was electric. I have to say, of all the people I've ever seen play basketball, he was pound for pound the most exciting. That's why a very rare 92 McJordan barbecue sauce is selling for $10,000. $10,000. A man who used to own McDonald's restaurants in North Dakota decided to sell a 20-year-old container of McJordan barbecue sauce to a buyer in Chicago. The sauce was used on McJordan burgers. It was named for the icon that I mentioned, Michael Jordan. Then the promotional deal was sold in markets for a short time in the 90s when Jordan led the Bulls to 6 championships. So a guy in Bismarck saved the gallon jug of sauce after selling his McDonald's restaurants in Bismarck back in 1996. He said it was in his basement. He would look at it occasionally and thought it could be worth something. It could be worth a lot. I'd say that's pretty good for something you just threw in the basement. He said he was ecstatic. You never know what's going to be a hot item. And $10,000 says it's a pretty hot item. How about that? For some barbecue sauce with the reference to Michael Jordan. I guess we shouldn't be surprised about anything, really, at this point. This is a big story. Lance Armstrong steps down as chairman of Live Strong. Also, Nike cut ties with Lance Armstrong. This is what's now going to happen because the brand wouldn't be strong with him. So how about that? This comes a week after the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency released a massive report detailing allegations of the doping by Armstrong and his teammates when he won the Tour de France 7 consecutive times from 1999 to 2005. The document's purpose was to show why the USADA had banned him from cycling for life and ordered 14 years of his career results erased, including those tour titles. It contains sworn statements from 26 witnesses. Woo, it's hard to refute that. Including 11 former teammates. Man, I wonder who was the biggest Judas in that bunch. Livestrong will go on, hopefully, to continue to be the charity that where it's raised so much money. He had been there for so long. He's still going to be on the 15-member board. They're just making him not the face of Livestrong. And Nike, just they're flat out just cutting ties with him.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.